Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL, there's a new leader in the Metropolitan Division. Sidney Crosby continued his scoring binge by furnishing a goal as the Penguins knocked off the Maple Leafs 5-2. The outcome moves Pittsburgh 1 point ahead of Washington in the Metropolitan standings. Also, the Senators whipped the Sabres 7-4, the Blues blanked the Devils 3-0, and the Flyers routed the Blue Jackets 5-1. In NHL news, Blues defenseman Jay Bomaster is back in St. Louis after collapsing on the bench during a game in Anaheim last week. Bomaster had a cardioverter defibrillator implanted into his chest at a California hospital. The Blues have him on long-term injured reserve. And similarly, in NASCAR news, driver Ryan Newman is reportedly awake and speaking with family and doctors a day after his horrific crash on the final lap of the Daytona 500. In men's college basketball last night, UMass defeated St. Louis 67-63. In MLB news, Yankees slugger Aaron Judge did not hit or throw during the team's first full squad workout yesterday because of what the team said was a minor right shoulder issue. Yankees manager Aaron Boone said the problem is not considered serious and Judge is expected to be ready for the start of the regular season. Major League players could be punished for future sign-stealing violations in the wake of the Astros scandal that only resulted in discipline for managers, coaches, and executives. Commissioner Rob Manfred and union head Tony Clark both said yesterday that MLB and the Players Association are discussing potential rule changes regarding sign-stealing and technology. Manfred also apologized yesterday for a recent interview in which he referred to the World Series trophy as a, quote, piece of metal, end quote. I'm Jesse King.